Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
The Stu Gossard, a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Goss, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world. Billy, what are we doing today? We have recorded so much stuff over the last 2 weeks, I have no idea who's who and what's what. I believe we have George St. Pierre coming on, our friend, who said he could kill me one time in a bar in less than 12 seconds.
GSP.
GSP.
I can't believe you went full name there. Yeah, GSP's on with us this week. You excited about this?
I am very excited about this. I want to see how long it will take him to kill you. How about that?
You know.
What? I don't know.
He's a Hall of Famer now. Did you know that, by the way? He's a UFC Hall of Famer. He's an actor now. I mean, this guy's doing it all.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy. He really is. Very intelligent, smart guy. But of course he's a Hall of Famer. Billy's one of the greatest fighters of all time.
It's a weird thing to say. We're going to ask him how quickly he can kill you. He could kill me in 15 seconds. He's a super nice guy.
Also lethal.
Yeah.
Billy, you know what they say about those guys with all that charm, right? They could kill you.
Is that what they say?
Yes, the more charming the person is, the more deadly they are. James Bond. I mean,
how long do you think it would take you to kill someone?
Oh, God.
You don't have a weapon.
I mean, Billy, I wouldn't know how.
Yeah.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't want to either. Like, on the record, I'm happy to say I do not want to kill anyone.
Right. How long would it take me? Let me ask you. If you could kill someone, who would you kill?
I don't think I would. I'd have to live with that forever.
There's no one that has pissed you off enough where, if given the opportunity, no one would know where Billy Gill would take that opportunity and end that person's life.
No, because like that's why I would also be like a bad spy or like a bad like I could never be Jason Bourne, because I'd always be looking over my back and be such a horrible quality of life, right? Like if I was ever disavowed by a country, right. I feel like I would just be like, just take me in, because I can't just be constantly on the run. Like I couldn't even go to the bathroom in peace. I'd always be looking over my shoulder and thinking any little noise was someone coming after me.
I can't think of someone in my life who would be more terrified by being Jason Bourne than you. Like, it's an inconvenience for you is what you're saying.
Well, it's an inconvenience for Jason Bourne too. He can't even use his passport. He has to constantly be changing his identity and his looks. Right. He has to run around through sewers and such. Yeah. It doesn't seem like the life for me, the life of a spy.
It seems very stressful. Yes. But yeah. you realize that you could kill also, right? Like yeah. Jason, if you're Jason Bourne and someone's threatening you, you just kill him, you know?
Yeah, but I'd rather not. Like, the life of it, the international man of mystery is not a life for me.
Okay. I don't think it's a life for either of us.
No.
But George St. Pierre.
Mm.
Oh, boy. Listen, I don't want him to kill you, Billy. I just want to see how long it will take him to kill you.
Just in case he had to for some reason.
Right. Listen, I don't want to go through the whole, you know, process of hiring a producer, a new producer. Speaking of hiring, Billy, hiring again, ZipRecruiter finds top talent for you. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's see how long it will take George St. Pierre to kill Billy. Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. How you been, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Yourself?
I'm doing great. We appreciate you doing this. We're excited to have you.
No, thank you for having me. I'm very happy. Thank you. Very excited.
You're in your house right now, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And so I was asking you earlier, and I'm not sure if you heard me correctly, but there are a bunch of pictures on your wall, and I'm wondering, are those pictures of you just kicking people's asses? What are those pictures?
Well, some is me kicking people's ass, and some is Captain America kicking my ass, so.
UFC Hall of Famer George St. Pierre is with us now on Stupidity. You can also check him out in The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, streaming now on Disney+. Now, George, you once told us on the Lepitard show with Stu Gott that if I were at a bar, okay, this is back when you were fighting, and yeah. I was armed with only a pencil, right? And then I think Dan made it a pool stick. You said you could kill me inside, I believe, 12 seconds, right? Okay. You could kill me. You could end me.
Clinically killing you, maybe at 30 seconds for your heart to stop and everything be clinically dead. 30 seconds would be.
Okay. To be fully dead.
Yes. Okay.
So now I want to make it, you can see Billy in the Zoom right now. He is our producer, our executive producer, okay? And Billy was a big track star back in high school. Is that fair to say, Billy?
I mean, just a second. I was a Division I college pole vaulter, as you can tell by my physique, GSP. Okay.
Could you tell, George?
Yeah.
No, you're good. Thanks for lying.
I thought he was a champion bodybuilder, you know?
You're sweet, man, and you're a liar. So now I want to make it Billy, well, not with a pole vault, okay? But I want to make Billy. So now Billy is in the bar, okay?
Okay.
And he is armed with a javelin, okay? Very dangerous object, okay? So how long would it take for you to end Billy's life if you have nothing and Billy has a javelin and he's 10 beers in? How long would it take you to end Billy Gill's life?
Man, if Billy is in his prime and he's a good javeler, I could be in trouble because I remember hunter-gatherer used to kill like woolly mammoth with these kinds of stuff, you know? So if he has only one shot, but if he missed, he's dead in 30 seconds.
30 seconds seems like the standard time it takes you to kill somebody.
Yeah, if you miss the target, 30 seconds, he's done.
So, Billy, essentially, you have one shot to throw the javelin at George St. Pierre. Otherwise, you have 30 seconds to live.
See,
yes.
But here's the thing.
It need to be a kill shot.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, one shot.
I'm starting to question this because I don't think that you've killed Captain America. And you're an actor now. You're in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You can watch it on Disney+. You're an actor. I don't see you killing all these people as quickly as you say that you can.
Well, I'm still training. The thing is, if you throw the javelin, you got to remember, if you miss, now I'm not only an elite fighter, I'm an elite fighter with a javelin, because I can use your own javelin and kill you with it as well. So this is even worse for you.
Not just elite, you're a Hall of Famer now, by the way. How does it feel being in the Hall of Fame at 40 years old?
Well, it's the greatest honor you can have when you retire, because you're recognized by your peers, you know, as a good fighter, as someone who made the difference.
What was more difficult for you, George? I'm wondering. I'm guessing it's going to be acting, but fighting or acting, more difficult?
Nah, fighting is worse. Because really? Fighting, it's the feeling, the stress, it's extreme. It makes you extremely uncomfortable. You know, I never really enjoyed it, but it's the price to pay to reach the glory in my sport. You know, because your life is threatening every time you step in there. You know, you can die out there. So it's a very uncomfortable feeling. The waiting part is the worst, but once you're in the octagon, you're on cruise control.
George, the reason I ask that is because at least when you're fighting, it's something you've been doing your whole life since you were 7 years old. So I feel like you're probably in a comfort zone. And I would imagine that acting, at least the first couple of times, maybe took you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, no, it's true. Fighting, even you're never, and I was never comfortable 100% in fighting. In acting, of course, I don't have as much experience, but I've been working hard on it. The only thing is the failure in fighting, the outcome of a failure in fighting could be way more devastating than a failure in when you miss a scene.
Right.
When you miss a scene on set, cut, we'll do it again. So it's not as bad, you know what I mean?
That'd be nice.
Of course, acting it's like fighting, it needs... You need to build up a certain skill to be among the elite. You know, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Which fight, if you didn't lose much, George, but which fight, if it was like acting and you could redo it and re-edit the scene, which one would you most want to redo?
Man, I had two losses in my career, but fortunately for me, I was able to avenge them. I was able to come back and beat the guy that beat me before. So I think these losses made me a better fighter, so I would not want to erase it, because now I realize it could have been a good thing. It's probably a good thing that it happened to me.
George St. Pierre, the UFC Hall of Famer, is with us on Stupidity. Catch him in The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, streaming now on Disney+. George, you once told me in Le Batard that chocolate was a weakness of yours, a food weakness. Since you no longer fight, I know you're training. I know you have to train to get ready for some of these fight scenes in the movies. But now that you're no longer fighting, you're a Hall of Famer. Are you getting fat on chocolate?
No. I don't eat always very well, but I'm doing fasting. I just finished a 3-day fast yesterday. So I broke my fast yesterday. And I believe because I'm doing fasting, it allows me to cheat as much as I want.
Wait, so what's the fast like? You're fasting for 3 consecutive days. Are you telling me you haven't eaten a morsel of food until today, I guess, for 3 consecutive days?
No, yesterday night.
So yesterday.
What happened is 4 times a year, I do what we call a prolonged fasting. So I do water fast. I don't eat. I don't consume any calorie, which is solid or liquid. No calories for 3 days, 72 hours. And I believe it helped me boost my immune system, reduce inflammation. It's also very therapeutic, because once you break your fast, I can guarantee you that, for example, like yesterday when I broke my fast, my 3-day fast, my food tasted better than everybody else's food at the table. This is, I can guarantee you. So it makes me appreciate food much better. It's something I believe sometimes we take for granted, but for me, it's good. It makes me appreciate life.
Aside from being in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier on Disney+, you were also in 2017 in a movie called Cartels with Steven Seagal. In 2016, you were in Kickboxer Vengeance with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jesus.
Steven Seagal, I know you've probably seen these online. He views himself as a very serious fighter, and he has famous videos of him very casually walking through martial arts moves. How quickly could you end Steven Seagal if you needed to?
Well, listen, he's been doing martial art for a very long time. I don't know how long it will take. You know what I mean? I fought him in the movie set. He beat me up on a movie,
yeah.
But the reality is much different than a movie, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky because I was able to get beat by Steven Seagal in Cartel and Jean-Claude Van Damme in Kickboxer. And I also got choked by Chuck Norris during the Comic-Con. So my life is complete right now, you know?
Some of the legends, right?
Is there a legend that hasn't beat you up yet that you want to beat you up?
I met Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone too. I went to Christmas to Sylvester Stallone house one year.
What?
Yeah, because okay. Because I had a knee surgery, an ACL tear, and it was done in California, and I couldn't go back home because of the when you go you take the plane there's inflammation, so the doctor suggests me to stay. And it happened that my doctor is the brother-in-law of Sylvester Stallone, and he invited me. He's a fan of fighting, so he invited me to go to his house for Christmas.
All right, so wait, paint a picture of what Christmas is like at Sylvester Stallone's house, please. I need to know. Okay, he's my favorite actor. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. And you know what? Sylvester Stallone has a brother, Frank Stallone, who's exactly like him. So you can imagine someone like with Sylvester Stallone voice, Adrian, singing. And he's a singer. He does concert. And, you know, I didn't know about him. But when I first got there, I met his brother. And he was telling me he's a singer and everything. I was like, wow, that's interesting, you know?
Yeah. Was he singing Christmas carols? Like, what was he doing?
No. He was telling me, say, hey, I watched your fight. You should move your head. I was saying, maybe, Frank, but it's different sport than boxing. If I move my head too much, my opponent will throw a kick at me, you know? I can't do that.
Wait, George, so Frank Stallone, who is a singer, not an actor, he was not Rocky. He's giving you fighting fucking tips? That's what he's doing?
No, he was just asking me why I don't move like Harry Reid, you know, like I should move my head. I said if I move my head too much or if I go low too much, I will get knee to the face or get eat a kick to the head. You know, that's why I told him. But it's normal that a lot of the sometimes old school people don't watch MMA that much. They're more boxing fans, and it's normal. It's a new sport. It's not everybody who understands the game very well.
Did you see a Rocky statue at his house? I think he has a Rocky statue there.
I saw Sylvester Stallone show me a hammer, a very old hammer, which he used to work out with, you know, like a sledgehammer that sure. was used, I believe, to build some of the train wreck that the back in the day.
Who dressed like Santa?
I didn't see Santa Claus, unfortunately. Oh, we had an amazing buffet. The food was great. I was with my trainer, John Danaher, and I asked Sylvester Stallone, I say, actors are very good to deal with stress. Could you give me an advice? Like, how do you deal with stress? You know? And he told me that one time he had to make a presentation, like to deliver an award. And when he got on stage, he got hit by the revelation that, man, if I mess up, I'm going to mess up in front of 100,000 viewers, you know, around the world on TV. And he got nervous. And he says the trick that he used to overcome that, he says, wait a minute. They are watching me. I am not watching them. So then it makes me wait. Okay, then I deserve to be there. You know, like I'm in the right place. And I was like thinking, yeah, that's right. That's right. It boosts the confidence. You know what I mean?
God, I love you so much. George St. Pierre is with us. You can also check out the UFC Hall of Famer in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, streaming now on Disney+. Did Stallone, was there a present under the tree for you? Did Stallone get you a present?
Man, my present was to be there, to be invited at Sylvester Stallone's house. That was the present. I'm a huge fan of Sylvester Stallone. He really, all these guys, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, they really inspire me to in my life early on, and they still do. You know, they look great, you know, in great shape, and, you know, he's a great role model.
When do you think you're going to make the turn from getting beat up in movies by like 60 to 70-year-old action stars to being the action star that's beating up like the 20-year-olds?
Great question.
Well, you know what? I used to do some gigs in the past because at the time I didn't work on my acting games. You know, and you look at Cartel and Kickboxer, it's a little bit embarrassing for me because I didn't work on my game back then. And for me, it was a way to be able to meet one of my idols, but I had to pay the price to get beat up, you know, and I was not very well prepared. Now it changed a lot because I've been working. It's been more than 4 years that I work on my game. I have acting classes every week, English classes. So I can make a much better performance. And I believe it shows in the Falcon and Winter Soldier. And there's other upcoming project right now in the work. And I'm very excited about it, you know?
You want to break news and tell us about it? I mean...
Yeah, cool. There's one project that we're... unfortunately, COVID had delayed. One, it's a big thing. It's based on a post-apocalyptic world. And it's going to probably come out in... We're probably going to start filming in 2022.
Okay. And I know you're short on time. We'll get you out of here in just a minute. We love... appreciate the time. We love having you on. What's the thing, George, you miss the most about fighting? Is there anything?
The feeling of victory when right. You just win a fight, and it's like a relief of pain. And this, the only way to understand it and to live it is to go through the whole training camp, the stress, the unbearable step that you have to go through before a fight. But I do not miss fighting at all. I that's when I announced my retirement. I did it with a great smile, and I made peace with it, and I'm very happy. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Your hair looks great now, by the way.
I mean, it's amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, Billy, but here's an MMA legend, right? A fighting legend who retires from the sport with a smile on his face and rolls right into an acting career. I mean, who is better than George, right?
My friends, let me tell you something. Unfortunately, in the fighting game, guys retires way too late.
Yeah.
95% of them retire too late because they always feel that they leave money on the table. The problem is health is the most important thing for me. I retired because I didn't want to have health issues later on in my life. And also, even though I had the impression I left money on the table, because it's like the stock market, you retired when you're on top. Mm-hmm. So when I turn around, there's a lot of opportunities that open to me. The problem fighters doesn't think that way. They always think they leave money on the table, so they want to take the maximum. They want to cash in the maximum. But when you do that, time always beat you. And at one point, no matter how good you are, time will catch up to you, and you will start losing. And if you start losing, your stock value diminish. And when you turn around and retire, maybe those opportunities for an after career will not be there.
That's a great point. Yeah, retire on top. So you were just inducted, as we mentioned, into the UFC Hall of Fame. The biggest challenge right now facing the UFC, according to George St. Pierre, a Hall of Famer, a legend, is what?
Right now, the biggest challenge for me, and it's already done, is to find myself another goal, to not be satisfied with my life, to always try to strive for... towards the person that I want to become. And I'm not talking about achievement, the person who I want to become. And that's what I'm trying to go and lean towards. And in order to do that, I need to find myself other goals. What do I want to accomplish? And I want to accomplish much bigger thing now. And I'm never satisfied. The problem is a lot of guys, they retire and they're done. They don't have any goals in life, so they feel their life has no meaning sometimes, you know, and they fall in depression, alcohol, drugs, and I think it's very bad. I think you always need to find goals, what you want to do now. And for me right now, I want to get into acting business, and that's what I'm working really hard on.
I think your next goal, though, should be being invited to Steven Seagal's house for Christmas. How about that?
Maybe. Jean-Claude Van Damme or maybe Chuck Norris or, yeah, we'll see.
You already went to Stallone's house for Christmas. You've accomplished all of the goals.
I went to Stallone and I went to Arnold Schwarzenegger's as well. I
went
to watch a fight, fight with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I was describing to Arnold, I was like, he's doing this because of that. And it was, yeah, I went there with my friend. It was amazing.
Where's Thanksgiving this year?
Right.
Man, I don't know. We'll see.
Glazers?
I'll keep you guys posted.
Wait, no, that's a great question. Was a gentleman named Jay Glazer at Stallone's Christmas?
He's very small.
Very small, bald guy.
I don't remember. I've seen other men there. I don't know. I don't know if it was his name. I could have been him. I'm not sure.
Was he like small, pudgy, bald?
It was him. He's always at Stallone's house. It was him.
Breaking NFL news.
I can't remember. I knew there were some other people, some security guys. And my once you get to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house, your phone doesn't work.
Of course.
So my phone didn't work. I noticed that my phone, there's a system that my phone didn't work there.
And you think that's done by design? Schwarzenegger is not letting you use not letting anyone.
No, but I think they you know, he went to politics. He's a great, an amazing actor. He's very popular. I think it's a security device. You know, maybe that they have in their house.
Perfect.
Wait, this is unbelievable. So you've been to Arnold's house. You've been to Stallone's house. Tell me, and these guys are in awe when they're meeting you, right? You're not in awe. They're in awe of you, correct?
No, I am they're a fan of fighting, but for me, these guys, they are my inspiration. You know what I mean? For me, I believe that I'm a much bigger fan of them than myself.
All right. Was Seagal awkward the first time you met him? how'd that go?
Well, Seagal was very nice to me. There's nothing bad I can say about him. For me, with me, it was very nice. Very respectful. You know, he was in Romania when I met him. I've heard stories like everybody else, but for me, with me, it was all good.
George St. Pierre, check it out. Disney Plus is The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. Stream it right now. George, tell us about it. Tell us about the series.
The show, I'm playing a villain in the Marvel Universe. His name is Batroc the Leaper. He's a mercenary, French mercenary, and he's trying to kidnap people most of the time. He's hired to do bad things. So he's not a bad person, but he's doing bad things normally. He works for the bad guys.
I am insanely jealous that you've been to Stallone's house. I don't know what to do about this. It's all I can think about. It's really all I can think about, George. It's a Stallone family Christmas. All right, George, we appreciate the time. We know you got to run. We appreciate it. The Stallone Christmas story and the fact that you can kill Billy inside of 30 seconds with a javelin
if you miss his first kill shot. Now he's done.
You grab the javelin and just throw it back.
It all relies the result, the outcome of this situation all relies on Billy's abilities to throw the javelin and his accuracy.
Right.
That's all it relies on.
He's got no abilities to do that. I mean,
no,
that's probably true.
His chance of survival are pretty low then.
All right, get out of here, George. We'll continue to promote this. Disney Plus is The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. Stream it right now. Our friend George St. Pierre, MMA legend, Hall of Famer, is a big movie star. He's a big acting star. We're super happy for him. He retired with a smile on his face. He rolled right into acting, went to a Stallone Christmas, and watched a fight at Arnold's. Who is better than you? Thank you, George St. Pierre.
Thank you. And I really enjoyed trash talking with Billy in a potential fight with a javelin. I really enjoyed it, guys.
You're very brave all the way over there, GSP.
Very brave behind the camera of myself.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right.
I'm terrified.
And congratulations again on the Hall of Fame. You have been great to both me and Levitard throughout the years, and we both love you and we appreciate you and we're super happy for you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care of yourself.
Sugatz was Glazer. Glazer was at that house. There's no doubt in my mind Glazer was at that house.
I totally agree with you. Do you think there's a chance that George St. Pierre has no idea who Jay Glazer is?
I think that he would, right? Because Glazer thinks of himself as like a UFC person, doesn't he? But maybe he made himself bigger in that game after GSP was done. I feel like he has to know who Glazer is, but he didn't seem to.
He didn't seem to. I think Glazer just comes off as a person who thinks everyone knows who Glazer is.
Possibly.
No? Is that fair?
You think Glazer thinks that he should be in the UFC Hall of Fame?
1,000%. Ahead of George St. Pierre, by the way.
Yeah.
I also think Glazer doesn't think George St. Pierre could kill him. I think Glazer thinks he could kill George St. Pierre.
Do you think that Glazer thinks that if given the opportunity, he would be a UFC champion? Like, if you start going down the roster, how many people do you think Glazer thinks that he could beat?
All of them.
Yeah.
At once. He's me, Billy.
Yeah.
Do you think Glazer would make a good spy? I spent the entire time thinking about you being a meek spy.
Yeah, I think.
And the burdens that would come along with it.
I think Glazer. Right. Glazer probably knows those pressure point tricks where he like touches you in the right spot and you just like croak. I don't know why I said croak.
Why did you say croak?
I don't know. I was trying to find a way of saying it that wasn't like that you just die and croak is what I ended up on. I don't know, man. Stupidity. Really?
Okay, good.
God bless Jake Glazer.
God bless. Croaking.
Yeah.
You're the oldest young person I've ever met.
But I'm gonna age gracefully, because when I'm gonna be old, I'm gonna be so prepared that I won't have like a midlife crisis or anything, because I'm gonna already have been there for a while, so it's all good.
Right. Yeah. Have you picked out a plot of land? Have you picked out your burial site yet?
I haven't, and I'm worried about it, because I'd imagine the prices are just always going up, so you want to invest early in that, right?
Yes, you probably should. Have you done a will yet?
No, I haven't done that, but I need to do one because my wife is going to murder me.
Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.